This is Health Matters, taking a look at coffee. Is it as healthy as the media reports?
The buzz about how healthy coffee is, especially when it comes to type 2 diabetes, zeroes in on the question. A recent Harvard-led study found that drinking coffee significantly decreased the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Of the 120,000 men and women studied, those who increased their intake of coffee decreased the risk of coming down with type 2 diabetes. In other words, a cup of coffee is worth an ounce of prevention, while 2 cups is worth 2 ounces of prevention, or something like that.
So studies have found that the highest coffee consumers have the lowest risk for type 2 diabetes. But what if you have the disease? Is coffee still good for you? The answer is no. There's a big difference between preventing type 2 diabetes and managing it once you have it.
Even for those who have the disease, there is something in coffee that fights type 2 diabetes. But it's not the caffeine. Caffeine increases blood sugar levels. A recent Duke University study found a direct correlation between diabetes patients who had ingested caffeine and a rise in their blood sugar levels. According to the study, caffeine increases blood sugar by the same amount that oral diabetes medications decreases it.
So the bottom line for people with diabetes is that drinking coffee or consuming other forms of caffeine may make it harder for them to control their glucose. At the same time, however, and this is important, coffee has a positive effect on diabetes. It's just not the caffeine that is beneficial. It's other components in coffee that can help reduce the long-term complications that arise with type 2 diabetes.
There is considerable evidence that decaf coffee can actually help people keep their blood sugar under control. Again, it's the other compounds in coffee that provide this benefit. In tests where straight caffeine extracted from its source was given to diabetes patients, the detrimental effect on blood sugar was higher than coffee.
The bottom line is that the anti-diabetes compounds in coffee do not offset the harmful effects of caffeine on blood sugar levels. If you have diabetes, your doctor may advise you to quit drinking coffee, or at least try to quit. You'll know right away if your blood sugar levels improve after you quit coffee.
Moving on to the benefits from a cup of coffee that wakes us up every morning and perks us up during the day. Aside from the caffeine, it contains many good-for-you chemicals, and primary among them are antioxidants. As one authority put it, Americans get more of their antioxidants from coffee than any other dietary source. Nothing else comes close.
Daily intake of antioxidants is essential. Oxidation in the human body damages cell membranes and other structures, including cellular proteins, lipids, and DNA. Excessive oxidation in the body is linked to disease, including heart disease, liver disease, and some cancers. Oxidation can be accelerated by stress, cigarette smoking, alcohol, sunlight, pollution, and other factors.
A healthy diet rich in antioxidants prevents the excessive oxidation that leads to disease. Therefore, coffee is a healthful beverage for adults who show no risk factors for diabetes. And decaf coffee can be beneficial for adults who do have those risk factors.
There are many benefits to drinking coffee for people who do not have type 2 diabetes. It can lengthen your life and ward off disease, in particular, liver disease, Parkinson's disease, and some forms of cancer and heart disease. And this is equally true of regular coffee and decaffeinated coffee.
Coffee is not just a pick-me-up. It alleviates mood. Studies confirm that it is linked to a lower risk of clinical depression. One study even found that adults who drank 2 to 4 cups of caffeinated coffee were about half as likely to attempt suicide as decaf drinkers or sustainers.
Coffee is good for most people, but for those whose health is compromised, be it acid reflux, anxiety disorder, type 2 diabetes, or heart disease, you'll need to take your coffee without the caffeine.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Poden, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.